This is the Nine News Podcast.
Coming up, unity and courage after tragedies, how gambling companies are targeting Australians, and hex debt expected to rise. I'm Madeleine McNeil with this morning's Nine News Podcast. Australia's Race Discrimination Commissioner is calling out those trying to divide the community in the wake of recent tragedies. A terror attack on Monday saw a Sydney bishop and a priest stabbed during a church service. A 19-year-old man is now the first person charged over a riot which broke out in the wake of the event. 2 days earlier, six people were stabbed to death at a shopping centre in the city's east. Giridharan Sivaraman says we need to embrace compassion and reject division.
It's really important for us to be united and not to give in to racism. We shouldn't tar a community with the brush of just one person's actions. We should never give in to the scourge of racism in a reactive way at a time of crisis. We need to be calm and think about what holds us together.
Sydney's Bondi Junction Westfield will reopen to the public today for a chance to reflect on the weekend's tragedy. Nine News reporter Jack Hahn.
Black ribbons have been splashed on the doors to the shopping centre and on the digital display boards inside, while signs read, "Together, we remember all those impacted here on Saturday the 13th of April." The centre will reopen at 11 o'clock for a day of reflection. Stores won't reopen until tomorrow, and for the foreseeable future, music will be at a low volume inside to facilitate a sombre mood. Oxford Street has reopened, while flowers at the Oxford Street Mall continue to be laid. At Bondi Junction, Jack Hahn, Nine News.
The head of the agency which recommended the NDIS concedes he got it wrong. Nine News reporter Gabriel Hodson.
The former Productivity Commission boss says there were plenty of problems they fobbed off when they published a 2011 report pushing for the creation of the National Disability Insurance Scheme. And Gary Banks says a proposed crackdown on fraud will do little to reduce its enormous budget, and any attempt to limit eligibility or boot people off was a tall order politically. The Australian Financial Review reports that the Commission underestimated the incentives for over-servicing and was overly optimistic about how it would benefit the economy, getting more people with disabilities into jobs. The NDIS was initially estimated to cost $13 billion. That's now estimated to reach $125 billion in a decade, when it's expected to have 1 million clients. Gabriel Hodson, Nine News.
A massive inferno has destroyed an industrial warehouse north of Brisbane. The 30 by 60 metre shed was already engulfed in flames when emergency services arrived. Crews reported hearing a number of explosions inside the structure and deemed it too unsafe to enter. The blaze is under control, with investigators working to determine if the incident was suspicious. Offshore gambling services are capitalising on the Australian market in the lead-up to major sporting events. Data from ACMA shows 85% of services which were reviewed in the lead-up to the FIFA Women's World Cup were operating in breach of gambling laws. Online gambling lead Carolyn Lidgerwood says illegal gambling operators are hunting for high-profile sporting events to take advantage of.
We do see a spike in interest from the illegal offshore wagering services every time there is a major sporting event in Australia, but there was a particular interest in the FIFA Women's World Cup.
Hex debts could rise as much as 4.8% this year. The indexation rate increased to 7.1% last year, in line with inflation. A petition to reduce the rate of indexation has amassed more than 260,000 signatures. And ANZ will no longer issue chequebooks. It's the first of the big four banks to scrap the service after the federal government's announcement last year the country will move away from the use of cheques by 2030. In finance, one Australian dollar is buying 64 US cents.
Sport.
Roosters coach Trent Robinson has confirmed Sam Walker will not play in tonight's NRL Round 7 opener against the Storm. He's still sidelined by concussion protocols and is expected to feature next week. Canterbury Bankstown's versatile back Jacob Kuraz is happy to serve as a battering ram for the good of the team. Kuraz can play anywhere in the back five, but says he doesn't care what number he wears.
Wherever the team needs me, wherever coach wants to put me, I'm happy. I just want to win. So I don't care if I'm front row. I just want to win so bad, honestly.
To AFL, the Western Bulldogs have made three changes ahead of tonight's clash against the Saints. Key forward Rory Lobb comes into the side after time in the VFL. Jamara Ugle-Hagan will miss the match due to personal reasons. James Harms and Riley Garcia return to the senior team. And Australian surfer India Robinson has upset world number two Johanna De Fay at the Margaret River Surf Pro, keeping her hopes alive of surviving the mid-season cut. I'm Madeline McNeil, and that's the Nine News podcast. For the latest in news, tune into Nine News at 6 p.m.